Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, and of course, the amazing coffee drinking Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Yes.
What is that, a cappuccino?
Probably more the likes of that, yeah. I'll have a cappuccino. What makes this even more enjoyable is the fact that I'm wearing a Michael Kors piece of clothing. Michael
that
Kors.
That means nothing to me. Did he make beer?
He's on Project Runway.
Did he make beer?
He's an absolute icon
Kors beer?
In the fashion.
Oh, Kors. Oh.
Kors. Michael Kors in the fashion industry. Michael Kors.
Only you know that.
Wouldn't know anything about
Only
it.
Only he would know that. No one cares. I'm drinking.
Kors makes beer as far as I'm concerned.
K-O-R-S.
No beer drinking on the show. Strictly caffeine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the show is engineered, as always, by the very talented, yet eerily creepy... Wait a minute. I'm not my buttons are set to go on this show. What kind of organization is this? For heaven's sakes. Engineered by the incredible.
Asked you.
Timothy Robert Ray. He's the one who asked me if I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I said yes. I lied. Anyway, he's out there pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during this very crazy show. A show where I have the attention span of a fly. Squirrel, squirrel.
More caffeine he drinks, the less attention span he has.
You would think it would help. It doesn't help. I get more distracted than ever.
Mental pause.
Mental pause. Diane has...
Menopause.
Menopause. I have mental pause. What's your excuse?
I just...
He has none.
You said not to focus.
There's no excuse for
that will increase my longevity.
This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas. That's what the show's all about. Relationships, marriage, dating, blah, 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 blah. Any of the fights that you're having at home, all the stuff that you wish someone else could help. Weigh in on your situation. We are the people to weigh in with. This is how it works. You can email us a question about anything to ask at markunger.com and remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, then are brutally honest. If there is any way we can possibly handle your situation with any more insensitivity, it's virtually impossible. This is who we are.
You got that right.
So true.
If you want someone who really will gently and cautiously and carefully handle your situation, email Focus on the Family. I know those boys. Good boys over there. Boys and girls. They'll be nice to you. We're not nice. Don't want to be nice. We just want to get to the point. So that's what we do. That's how the show works. That's the premise of the show. Brutal honest. A show of brutal honesty. This is a show where people email us and then we're as brutal as conceivably possibly be in dealing with their situation. Some people think that's totally inappropriate. They should not listen to the show. The rest of you who have real lives and understand that what this world needs is some jerk of responsibility and reality, you're our listeners and viewers. We are so glad that you are tuning in. What have you got for us today?
Okay, the title of this article caught my attention. It says, dating tips you can pick up from horror movies. Horror movies.
What kind of stupid thing is this?
It was funny, but then some
dating
of it I knew...
Dating tips from you would, horror movies.
Horror movies, like right. Scary, you know, slicer flicks or whatever.
Slasher.
But some of it you actually... Slicer.
Slicer.
Slicer films?
No, if you're referring to Dexter, sure.
No, a slicer is a very, very...
Delicate.
Yeah, axe
he slices
murderer,
them.
He slices them to pieces. Slashers are so messy, these people.
There's a slicer, there's a slasher. Yeah.
You've got low-class killer movies, horror movies, where there's slashers. Then you have very high-end... Yeah. Well, they're slicers.
You've got slicer, you've got dicer, you've got basher and hacker.
That was pretty good on the fly, Ross. Okay, but some of them were pretty good. First of all, they say avoid meeting a blind date in a deserted area.
Yeah, that's
Well, a romantic moonlit tryst with a handsome stranger may sound exciting in a novel. It may be disastrous when played out in reality. It's best to meet your date in a public area where you can have fun without compromising your security.
Oh, my God. Now, this is obviously a real downer and not funny at all.
Oh, because it happens.
Oh, I know people. I have two female friends when we were young that did this, and they were brutally raped.
No!
Yes.
Where?
Did they go together
in New York
separately?
City. They just hopped in a car with some guy.
Oh,
they
that's
didn't
foolish.
Know,
go,
New York.
Yeah, they were going to go witness to him.
That's foolish, foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you
bad
know, it's just,
happen.
It's so sad. So, you know, some people, you think, be smarter than this. What are you doing taking off with some dude you don't know and going off somewhere with them?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake. That's why I always say use your brain.
The chance of this
sakes.
Increasing today with technology, the internet, and everything is all the more.
Yeah, so this is a funny premise, but it's really true.
It's true.
Absolutely.
You can.
Because the girls who get killed are the ones who go on a blind date, you know, and they get sliced or slashed, depending on the genre.
Yeah.
All right, so don't just take off on some date with some idiot you don't know.
I wouldn't even do like a
girls,
blind date.
How can you be so
alone?
Dumb?
I wouldn't do it. Like if you met somebody on the internet, or even if a friend was setting me up, I would go with another couple. I would never
why
go
would
meet
you
somebody
do
I didn't know.
A blind date
no,
at all?
Never.
Why would you do it?
I would
at
never.
All? But they just don't think. Mm-mm. And then, and I'm telling you, this is not unusual. It's fairly rare, thankfully. But I do know personally of two myself, and other people know people who have, in fact, gone on dates.
Yes.
And
been, it goes badly.
It goes very badly, or gets brutalized or raped or something. Something
stolen, kidnapped, disappears.
What are you two giggling about over there?
Something bad happened.
I work with a bunch of psychos at this. What?
Something bad happened. I think
just
something popped
highly
up on the
offended.
Screen.
Yeah.
Wow. Ross.
Well, no, I was on eBay.
Was
okay.
I don't want to know. Trust me.
Not only
do I not want to know.
It was in men's clothing. I typed in fashion, and all of a sudden I saw it. And she's like.
Men's fashion brought up something bad on
now
eBay.
Now you've piqued our interest. But anyway, we'll move on.
Okay.
So number one, avoid meeting a blind date in a deserted area.
Number two.
Good lesson from a horror movie.
Look out for an abusive streak in your partner. How a person treats someone who is lower in the social strata is a good indication of how he or she will treat you. If they are verbally or physically abusive and you sense an underlying violent streak, it's best to be on your guard and avoid dating the person.
Again, another dumb thing people do.
But there's a social strata.
You can't tell that
really
these are psychos. These people are psychos, and they still go out with them.
You know, John Van Epp, who does the How to Avoid Marrying a Jerk, that's one of the things that he says, is that how a person treats like a waitress, a waiter, a salesperson.
Oh, sure.
Person,
I get that.
This is how they will treat you when their guard is down.
They are really discourteous and mean and rude.
Or watch the way they drive. I know people who claim to be wonderful Christians. You put them in a car, it's like their salvation goes straight out the door.
Yeah.
They're yelling and screaming and giving the finger and everything else.
Yep.
When you see someone like that, how they treat other people in unguarded moments, you girls dump them.
Yeah.
It's usually women who.
Yes.
Or the same thing with a guy.
Yeah.
You're some guy and you're dating some psycho chick, and you watch and she's really rude to waitresses and condescending to people and flipping people off when they're driving.
And their parents, how they treat their parents.
Oh, man.
It's like you say, you know, watch because you marry the react, not the act.
I know, but see, people are they've over-spiritualized this. You know what their main focus today in dating is? Oh, well, listen to what God says to you. Listen to if God speaks to you. How about you just use your brain? Use your brain and watch out for stuff like this and you'll avoid it. All right, what's
this
another tip you can pick
love.
Up from a horror movie?
Don't ignore your family and friends' opinions about your love interest.
Ha! Who talks about that?
I knew
Freddy Krueger.
This is true. I talk about this all the time. Let your family be your filter.
Yep.
And in horror flicks, you will see it's the family members that are trying
to
warn somebody.
No, stay away. No, but I love him. And then,
That's exactly right. All of a sudden, things go crazy, and all of a sudden...
Yes!
Oh, I don't know why I went wrong! The Lord! Good grief.
This one also is true. Appearance can be deceptive. It's all good with good reason that you've been advised not to judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
After all, jumping to conclusions will never help you. Many people wear different masks, and you need to be patient if you are to see the true person behind that mask.
Okay, for example, I am so incredibly good looking.
It's the mask.
People just assume that I'm always kind.
Mm-hmm.
Until they listen to this show.
What is that? what is that, like Duck Dynasty? Good, you know, good looks can mask a whole lot of evil or something like that. Yeah. You know,
makeup covers a whole lot of crazy.
Makeup covers a whole lot of crazy.
Yeah,
an outward appearance can do the same.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And the last one, they say, save yourself. Don't wait for someone to come and bail you out of a nasty situation. Be your own knight in shining armor. However, at the same time, don't overestimate your potential. Study the situation, call for help if needed, and look out for yourself.
Yeah, again.
Common sense.
Again, I know people who have been brutally raped.
Yes.
Wow.
In situations
which
like
this. Which is very
sad. They're just crazy people. Or you meet just psycho crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of
people
them exist.
People you don't know. I was talking to one guy at our church. He's dating some chick in our church. And, you know, it's a little safer for a guy because at least physically it's much less risk.
Right,
you know?
Unless she has a weapon.
But it takes her to a drive-in theater. I think I'll share this with you guys.
Yes.
He leaves to go get popcorn.
Uh-huh.
He comes back. She's buck naked.
Yep.
Buck naked, naked, naked.
First date.
As nude as the leather on that seat.
That's crazy.
Naked as the leather on the seat. He comes back from popcorn. She's just buck naked. Of course, he has some character in him. God bless him. And he hollers, I get your clothes on, and then proceeds to dump her. But, man, you don't know what you're getting into.
Oh, no.
Be cautious. Use your brain. It's a dangerous world out there in so many ways. Sorry. You know, at least, I mean, a lot of people, they don't really run into the horror until they marry these people.
Yes.
Then they start, and then you ask them all the time. You see it on the show.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They call and they'll write us and complain about something, and I'll always say, well, did you see this before you got married?
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, yeah.
Yeah, just thought it was going to be different.
Then you deserve.
Well, then you deserve what you get.
To be stuck with that individual.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, he does this all the time. Really? Did he do that when you were dating him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I thought he would change.
Oh, I'm telling you. Really dumb people, and they get themselves in bad situations. Anyway, okay, that's our opening salvo. We will be back with your emails right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
This podcast is being brought to you by audible.com. Diane, tell us about Audible. What do you know about Audible?
Audible is where you can go, as Ross says, to get edumacated. You can download books to listen to while you're on the stationary bike, while you're on the train commuting, while you're driving in your car.
There are lots of good books out there that, quite frankly, most of us just don't have time. The great thing with Audible is that they do these things pre-recorded, a lot of times with the actual author's voice. Sometimes not, but I mean, it's a chance for you to be able to read books or experience the books without having to sit there and read them.
Yes.
And a lot of us burn a lot of time in cars and in airplanes and stuff like that. Here's a great way to become educated beyond your wildest dream. Like Ross Allen, who just recently finally listened to Green Eggs and Ham. And now he's there.
I'm brilliant beyond my years.
He's going to push past the first grade level soon and be on to greater things. All thanks to Audible. Now, this is how you can do it. And check it out. Go to audiblepodcast.com/ as an no, not that kind of slash, just backward slash or whatever it is.
Forward slash.
Gunger, GUNGOR. So audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, and you'll get a free download. You can pick any book that you want out of their 100,000 plus titles and download it and experience it firsthand. And you'll see how cool this is. Also, you'll get a 30-day free trial as being part of the membership of this deal. So you want to get in on this, a great way to experience some of the books that you don't have time to read, go to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger and get your free download right away. That's audiblepodcast.com/Gunger.
Oh, times it's crazy.
I
feel just like I lost my mind.
When I have to work with her,
is there a cure for this sickness of mine?
Pray for me.
Pray for me. Pray for me.
Mark Gunger,
sinner.
The music of Jimmy Bradger. Check out his music at jimmybradger.com. Answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships, along with Diane and Ross. And the wonderful Nancy, who puts up with our nonsense. I always feel sorry for her. She used to be a normal human being.
Corrupted.
And then she started working for us.
She puts up with so much.
She does.
She shakes her head. She's a great girl, isn't she?
She is.
She's a wonderful girl.
I love Nancy.
I've known her since she was 14. Was it 14? How old? 14 years old?
14.
Yep. Her and her sister used to call me Dad. Is that right? Dad?
Grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah. Or old man, or what was
Grandpa.
It?
Grandpa Gunger.
Pops? What did you call me?
Daddy
Dad.
Gunger.
Daddy Gunger. That's what it was. Daddy Gunger. That's what they used to call me. Anyway, all right, what do you got?
Okay, first email. It's a different kind of a question. He says, I wonder, you think only young people should get married. I'm 56.
No, no, no. I never said only young people should get married.
No, it's just we...
People just hear what they want to hear.
Okay, do explain.
Ideally, we should encourage young people, if they have a need, they fall in love with somebody and have a sexual need, get married. That's what we're saying. Yes. Don't put that off for no reason other than age, which accomplishes nothing. There's no reason. Yes. There's no advantage financially. All these other stupid reasons parents are dumping on their kids in the Christian community, tripling and quadrupling their chance of sexual sin.
Mm-hmm.
Just for stupid. There's just no reason for it. If you're married, if you're in love with somebody, a good Christian person, marry the person. I don't care if you're 19, 20. Who says that's too young to get married? People for thousands of years have done that. The people who built this country routinely got married at 16, 17, 18, 19.
My grandmother was married at 14.
Goodness gracious. Somehow now we're so much smarter. Oh, yeah? And look at the result. Look at the mess we... It's, you know, what drives me crazy. You would think that people, what they're thinking today, would point to great results.
But it doesn't.
But look at the results. Think we got... And look at the results. It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. They protect something that's a failure. Yeah. But yet they see the horrible results, but they will not change their thinking. So anyway, so that's what I'm thinking. I don't think just postponing marriage for the sake of age or career is a smart thing to do. I think it's absurd and it's a disaster.
But you've never said only young people.
No, only young people. No, but I will say this. The longer you get, the longer you wait, the harder it will be. Every person I've ever met who waited until 40s and 50s to get married are consequently amazingly miserable.
Yes.
Not that they can't survive.
Right. Well,
is this a divorce?
He's never been married.
Oh, he's never been.
He says he's almost old like you. He says I'm 56 and I want to marry a woman
2 years away from me.
Mm-hmm. He says I've never been married. Oh, wow. She was married for 10 years prior to being 30 years of age. Neither of us have ever lived with anyone outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. We're realistic about our baggage and so forth.
Okay.
And then he says a line that's very puzzling to me. I don't know what it means. He said, God is the foundation of our love. And then he wants to know, do you think that we should get married? In all fairness, if you think we shouldn't get married, it probably won't change our resolve, but we will discuss it.
Oh, I don't know, you guys. You want to get married and it's legal and honorable before God? Do it. Do it. I don't care. Just...
It's nothing to do with your age.
Well, you'll just be... It'll be really hard for you. There's no question.
You got to go in 56. Eyes wide open.
Why would you want to get married at 56?
In fact, I asked him that. I wanted to know why wanted to get married.
What's his need?
I said, what are the reasons you want to get married? He said, to experience the joy of having a partner in life I can count on.
Uh-huh.
That's simple, but it covers it really.
All right.
I could get more elaborate, like say someone to fix coffee for in the morning, someone to smile at and watch the butterflies
with. What have
you been
doing for 56 years?
Apparently he's had trust issues.
I don't know.
Maybe he's really ugly.
I mean, he said if
no woman wanted to be around
him. I could trust.
I don't know.
I think that he's had some dysfunctional issues because I asked him about the baggage he referred to. Uh-huh. He said dysfunctional home. He had been into porn and gambling and never used drugs.
He's
had some.
See, okay, there again, people who marry young.
Yes.
I got married at 18. I wasn't into porn. There's no reason to be into porn. Yes. I'm having real sex.
Right.
I'm not hiring prostitutes. I don't need a prostitute. I have a fabulous woman who loves me. I don't need to be all the sexual experimentation I'm doing with her.
Yeah.
Getting to know each other is wonderful. You eliminate all the moral problems that corrupt people. That's exactly what. If he would have gotten married young, he could have avoided all that nonsense. All right, so anyway, he's 56, wants to get married, knock yourself out. Just come talk to me in a year.
Yeah.
I want to
hear how that's going.
I want to hear how it's going. You people get mad at me. Just look at your own lives. It's not like... They do it, then they get married, and then they write us, and they're in hell.
Yeah.
A year, a lot of them, it's 2 months. 2 months is all it takes, and they are miserable with
Correct.
Each other.
From my point of view, I would be very hesitant to marry a guy at 56 who had never been married.
Seriously?
I would be.
Why woman even wants to
hesitant.
Do that?
Just
You'd
because,
rather marry one that
Well, if
was
his
married?
Wife died or something like that, that would be different.
Yeah, someone who
but
knew life
and
knew what it was like to live with somebody.
56 years.
Yeah.
56 years on your own, and now you want to marry this guy.
I mean,
what
he
is
might be very
thinking?
Nice. I'm sorry, but I mean, no
I'm
offense
sure he's
intended.
A nice guy and he may not
but
be horribly
I would
ugly.
Be hesitant about it just because that's 56 years of getting pretty locked into your own life. And
don't you
how do you
think?
Let somebody
Absolutely.
Else in?
That's crazy.
I would be a little.
But is there anything illegal or immoral
no.
about it? No. No,
just know
married?
That it's not going to, and he did say, we
just,
know it'll be different
yeah,
than if we marry
yeah,
young.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more than
that.
Different.
I don't think your eyes are as open as what you think.
I think it's going to be really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Just do us a favor.
email us in a year or two.
Yeah, if you do marry, if you can let us know how it's going.
Unless you start losing your mind about 2 months in.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I just want to hear it. If you can email us in a year or two and say, man, this has been wonderful and this has been great. I'm so glad we did this. And then, boy, then you really got my support.
Yeah.
Bet you he can't do that.
Well, I asked him about being sexually involved, and he said no, that, you know, some kissing and some touching, like to cuddle.
Yeah,
says nothing involving uncovered erogenous zones.
All right. That's good.
You know, but if you can do that and you just want the companionship, and you're not going to go down the path of sex, and if it works,
there's
what you're
no reason he can't get married. There's absolutely no reason. And he wants someone to share a life with at 56. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be a challenge. It would be, I'll tell you what, if they in fact get married and in a year or two they can write us and say, man, we have never been happier in our lives and we're so glad we did this, that'd be great. That would be, you'd be one of the rare examples.
Yes.
And I'm all for a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's share it.
You'd be the exception.
You'd be
not the
exception,
rule.
I'm telling you. Even, if, even if they write that, they'd be the exception, not the rule. It doesn't change it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Most people, it's a problem. That's why I advocate young marriage.
Yes.
You can do it later if you want. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just going to be tough. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
Break it down.
You're grooving on the Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships.
Like
music from Jimmy Bratcher, the one, the only.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
She says, I'm a 25-year-old woman, married for 5 years. I'm in a sexless marriage. My husband masturbates and watches porn. I believe he is addicted. He sees nothing wrong with what he does. We never go out or do anything together. I cannot separate from him because I have nowhere to go. We have 2 sons, ages 2 and 4. I feel like I barely even know him. I'm a Christian. He is not. He was watching porn and masturbating before I married him, but I failed to realize what a massive problem his addiction to porn would cause in our marriage.
That?
Exactly.
Just, oh, isn't that interesting? You can always go back. Did you have this problem before you married? Oh, yeah.
But she didn't realize.
Bet you it wasn't sexless then, though.
No, it wasn't, I'm sure. I want to keep my family together, but I am miserable. I feel so neglected. He acts as if he doesn't care. I know what the Bible teaches, that God hates divorce, but I feel it's either stay and be miserable or leave and tear my children from their father. I need help bad.
But she told me. She just said she can't leave.
I asked her, where will you go if you get divorced? Because she can't go someplace now to separate. She said that she'd stay in the home with the kids and he would have to leave.
Well, why doesn't she do that now?
That might not happen in the case of a divorce.
Why doesn't she do that now? I want you guys to hear how dysfunctional these people are. This is a classic thing. She defends herself right away because she knows what I'm going to say. Separate from the guy. So in her email, she starts out, I can't separate from him. I have no place to go. I can't. But
she has a plan for divorce.
But they got a plan for divorce. See, that is the stupidity that these people have. Not that she's stupid per se. I know it sounds horrible, but it's the stupidity in relationships that people have. These, and overwhelmingly women, but a lot of guys as well, they have an abusive or neglectful or some terribly behaving spouse. I advocate separate from the person. Just leave. And in most cases, what I'm talking about separation is a 24-hour deal. It's usually all it takes for those other persons to call and cry and say, I'll do better.
Again, they think separation is the full knockdown, drag-out,
legal. So, but even still, they come up with all the reasons. It's not possible. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And then what do? They leave them and divorce. When it comes to divorce, now she can make him leave. Now she can kick him out. Now she's got all the power. Really? How about you exercise a little bit of that now? You know, you say, well, I won't get his attention, you know. Well, file for divorce and not mean it, if that's what, you know what I'm saying, if it takes a, but it's all nonsense. For some reason, these women can divorce their people, their husbands. For some reason, these badly behaving spouses, you know, they can't divorce them or separate them, but they can divorce them.
Yeah.
What sense does this make? It makes no sense. Kick them out. Move out. Go stay with a friend. Go stay with your mom. Something. Get away from these destructive people and get a chance to jerk them slack out of them. You could save your marriage if you do this instead of waiting for divorce.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Sometimes it may be hard to handle.
Ooh, play the song. I like it.
Sometimes it keeps me up at night. So smooth, so rich, so steamy. It just warms me up inside.
He's not talking about a woman.
Let's buy the bitter cappuccino.
He's thinking about coffee.
More kick than cafe au lait.
Olé.
I want that Java pumping through my vena cava. Give me my low-fat latte. Steam milk. Lots of frogs.
Come on, brother, sing it.
Mix a mustache and a lip to lick it off. One thing's for certain, this much I know.
Come on, Michael, sing it.
It's always brewing and it's not your average Joe. Oh, let my latte run a thoma. Get to the very last drop. And like I told you, with due respect to Folger, it's my favorite part of waking up.
I love this guy. Sometimes it may be Michael O'Brien. Check out his music at michaelo.org. And the whole album is about love and relationship. It's fabulous. Then he sticks us one coffee in the song in there about coffee, which has nothing to do with the rest of the album, but it's hilarious. And it's a great song.
And his Christmas one just came out this Christmas now. I know this is going to date this, but really good. Oh, my goodness. It's mostly original.
He's crazy, man. It's the guy's brilliant. Really, really truly good. Brilliant. So you want to check out some great music, go to michaelo.org. Or if you're looking for an artist or something, come to a marriage event or any special couples night or something you do for your church, give him a holler. Because he's really, 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 really good. And he comes with a small, like, jazz band.
Yes.
So it's got more of that classic upright bass, and he's a keyboard player. Great songs, great lyrics. I think he's fabulous. Yes. Absolutely. When I first heard him in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I was stunned. I went, whoa. I was expecting the typical three chord. Forgive me, but all you Christian artists out there, three chord guitar strumming, where every song sounds exactly the same as the other one. I hate that stuff, okay? I just hate, but you know what I mean. It's like, as soon as this guy gets up. Right away. This is not a three chord. Same songs all sound the same kind of guy. He knows his craft. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very talented man. Anyway, very impressed. Okay. MichaelO.org. What do you got?
Did you want to say anything else about the lady that won't leave? I mean,
what else can you say? I mean, these people, here's a woman who emails us. Her marriage is horrible. He looks at porn. He ignores her. He's just terrible. Very insulting to her. And then, of course, I always say, leave. Separation, which will force some kind of conflict that will cause usually always a resolution. It will force them to dummy up if you'll do it early enough. But these all women all say, I can't do it. I can't do it. I got nowhere to go. And then in the very first email, she says, I can't leave. I can't leave. And then she ends it with saying, so I'm going to divorce him and then force him to leave.
Yeah.
Well, see, for some reason, women can get their heads around divorce.
Yeah.
They can't get their heads around separation. Yeah. And if people would learn the power of separation, we could save millions of people's divorces when there's a bad acting spouse. Yeah. A lot of times it's the guy. But sometimes
not
the women,
always.
If these guys, your wife is acting bad, you force them, you kick them out, you leave, you go stay with your parents or something like that. And again, I know most of you just feel, I don't know why. I'm telling you, most of you, it's a 24-hour deal.
Yeah.
36 hours max, a week at the top.
If it's
only
a weekend or a week,
rarest.
You have nobody. Nobody you can go live or stay with for a very short amount of time.
It's baloney.
Sorry for them if that's true.
I know, but only in the rarest of situations does it actually wind up being long-term separation. And even those cases, these are the people who wait until it's so bad that when they separate, they still don't get much change. If there's something we have got, you want to talk about pre-marriage counseling. I don't know what these pastors are doing, the pre-marriage counseling people. You got to be talking them up and say, listen, if things go really bad, you need to move out.
Yep.
You need to force the issue.
They should really talk about that.
Do not allow situations. If all of a sudden he becomes abusive, she becomes really neglectful, or somebody starts going off the reservation, you move out. You kick them out. You force change. Because as soon as you leave, now the family knows about it, and the friends know about it, and the pastor knows about it. And now there's pressure that can be applied. And usually the offending spouse is the one who comes back asking for repentance and a chance to do it over again. And even if he fails 20 times, you just keep doing it. Look, even a dog can be trained at some point. I have SeaWorld. They got whales jumping through the air and do it. If a whale can be trained, a man can be trained. A woman can be trained to stop the bad behavior. But as long as you people stay in the relationships where it's really, really bad, you are an enabler. You keep it safe for them. You still wash their clothes. You still feed their children. You still cook for them. You clean everything. You clean his underwear. You still have sex with them.
What exactly is his motivation to change? Nothing. It's not until you move out, all of a sudden it jerks the slack out of it. And most of the time, I promise you, it's a 24-hour deal. In fact, most people, right now in America today, thousands of people will receive a notice that their spouse is divorcing them. And you know what the other person does? They freak. And they run and they beg, trying to save it. And you know what the divorcing person says? Too late.
Too late.
They don't care anymore. Yep. If they were to use that same power when they still cared early in their relationship, yep, as soon as they're not there, where are you? I told you I wasn't going to put up with you. You cuss at me one more time. I'm not going to be there. Well, I'm really sorry. You know, and all of a sudden, they'll back off. And I'm telling you, you could fix your marriages if you guys would use the power of separation. But these women, just like this woman, think how crazy this is. She cannot leave, but she can divorce him.
Yes.
And then kick him out. Yeah. It's all backwards. So
it's very backwards.
You know, it's, I don't know what else to say.
You make a very good point on this. Why don't they talk about this premarital? You're going to have troubles. I know you think that the world is always going to be this great love story. You will have trouble. This is what you need to do. Talk to each other. Talk to your pastor. Talk to your parents. And sort of, why don't you, do you lay that out to them, Ross? Like when you do it?
I've had two couples that I've been connecting with for premarital coaching just recently. And these are the very things that I talk to them about. I talk to them about some of the things that are really going to be the big issues. It's communication. It's conflict resolution. It's how are you going to resolve conflict? I mean, what is the concept of feelings and emotions, doing what is right versus what feels right? When do you fall in love or do you ever fall out of? And I challenge this stuff, but a lot of times they're looking at you like deer in the headlights because they've never, ever, ever, ever had this kind of concept of commitment challenge to the point where...
I know, we've got to fix this. We need to actually give them... You know, maybe we should create our own curriculum for premarital. I'm serious.
We've talked about it.
Honestly, because what's out there obviously sucks because what they're doing, they're all getting together and holding hands and singing Kumbaya and hearing these people who are psychos.
Well, it's not...
And role play with them. Okay, you find out that your husband is looking at porn, masturbating, ignoring you. What are you going to do?
They really need to do that.
You find out that your wife is going to dinner and lunch with other men and acting inappropriate. What are you going
to
do?
Even as
and
far as
run them through it
and
talk them through it. This is what you, when you get into a bad situation, this is how you deal with it. And I mean, because they're not thinking.
No.
And they keep duplicating this over and over again. But I'm still stunned at the fact that and most of it's women who allow themselves to be taken advantage of it. 99% of them will refuse what I say about separating, but yet they have no problem divorcing them. And it's just crazy.
But even as far on the beginning where the coaching thing, you know, talking to people, if you guys are in need of counseling already where you see red flags, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've told people, and I've told a couple of this, I will not marry you. You guys have
too much stuff going on against
you right now to make this something that I will be for.
Yeah.
And they walked, they never came back. They never came back, but at least I stood up and said, you guys are broken already, and you're trying to put something back together that isn't even been made right before your creator. I mean, so coming up with our own curriculum would be huge.
Just how to navigate, like the roadmap. Okay, you're in situation, there's conflict. What are you going to do? Who do you talk to? Where do you go?
Absolutely.
What happens? No,
a lot of them have never talked about children.
I know.
Wait until they get married.
Who's
going to
do what in the house?
That.
What do you do with money?
But
how
they do
you
know that if things get rough.
I didn't think about that.
They do know if things get rough, we'll just divorce. Because that's what the world around them does.
That is their plan.
Absolutely.
That's their plan. That's
they don't
the only
know
plan they
how
have.
To just draw the line in the sand and say, we'll separate and we'll jerk the slack out of
and
each other.
And this is this lady. Again.
Yes.
In the very same email. Oh, I can't leave him, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Oh, la, 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 la.
So I'm going to divorce him.
Yes.
Well.
Absolutely.
Does anybody see the craziness in this? I hope this lady can see it. You can leave them. You choose not to. You're fearful. The only thing they can reason in their head is divorce. They can't figure out how to get help, or they can't figure out how to force change and confrontation over a situation by leaving.
It's just the bail.
Separation. But oh boy, can they divorce.
Yes.
No problem there, which is the exact, how can you divorce but you can't separate for a while?
Right. And divorce was never mentioned in their vows. It was for rich or for poor, through sickness and health, through good times and in bad, till death do you part. But apparently...
I will say this, that at least, I think financially they're thinking, at least in a divorce, I can force some kind of financial...
Support.
Settlement or support, yeah.
Support, but even that's an illusion half the time.
Oh,
you're not
it doesn't
get
turn out
anyway.
The way people think.
You're not going to get what you think.
No.
Most of them aren't going to get jacked.
I get half.
He's going to screw you over.
Yeah.
He hates you now? Divorce him. See what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You think you're going to consistently get support from this guy?
No.
Oh, man.
Well,
you
and the
are
lawyer
in a delusion.
Fees, and if you have to sell a house, I mean, it is not like, you just walk away with the bank loaded because you're not happy and to start over again. Doesn't work that way.
Anyway, all right.
We'll take a break and be back with another email right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
Jenny left Detroit in a blue dress Cadillac. She said, I'm bound for Mississippi, gonna take it back.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Emails about the same that you can send to us at Mark Gunger or ask at markgunger.com. Along with Diana and Diane. Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Put the two together. We got Diana Ross here. No, it's Diane and Ross. All right, what do you got?
She says, hello, Mark. Husband and I are huge fans of your show. I emailed you several years ago about how I was 19 and engaged to a 22-year-old Marine and how my parents were not in favor of us getting married. Well, now we've been married for 3 years and have a one-year-old son and she's 5 months pregnant with baby number two on the way.
Hallelujah.
My parents and his parents, in the end, got happy for us, and we are one big happy family.
Good. Basically, she rebelled. Mm-hmm. They rebelled against their psycho parents.
She said, basically, they got over the whole,
I'm telling you,
we need young people
yes. who will have more of God in them than their stupid parents.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't care if their stupid parents are elders in the church. Those are some of those unspiritual people in the world I know. Elders. Good Lord, what a joke. Self-centered, narcissistic, control little freaks. Anyway, don't get me started on that. Yeah. But you got parents and all they're concerned about is you having money, wait till you're 93 before you get married. You need to rebel against your parents. We need young people to stand up and start doing life right and refuse this insanity. We're not going to be porn addicts. We're not going to start screwing each other in the backseat of the car just because you disapprove of our wedding. Start doing life right. All right.
Okay, she continues, but something has come up recently. I don't know if it's because I'm pregnant and my hormones are all out of whack, but my sex drive for my hubby has gone down.
Yeah, sweetheart, they pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything changes. Everything's going crazy.
She said they're still having sex twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Even if she doesn't want to, you know, she usually tells him she's tired, which she is. She wants to know how to increase her drive for him.
Get in the car and drive.
She has, honey, you have a one-year-old and you're 5 months pregnant. If you're giving him sex twice a week, that's pretty darn good.
You're doing good.
I think you're doing really good.
The question is, you don't feel like doing it, but how do you feel during
when she doesn't do it?
But she does. No, she does. She does do it and she's not in the mood, but if they start it, then usually, she gets.
Yeah, I say this to women all the time.
And then he's really nice to her too.
This is someone I was just counseling the other day. I said, look, a lot of women don't feel like doing it until they're doing it.
Yep.
And then she looks at me and smiles. That was exactly her situation. A lot of these women get all upset because they don't feel like doing it ahead of time. Well, so what? As long as when you start doing it, you're into it and you're having a great time.
So I don't feel like doing the show until we get in the middle.
Right.
And I'm like, we don't want a blast.
We don't want to do the show with Diane.
Why would they? Mm-hmm. She says, mostly I do it with him to make him happy, though during the moment, desire kicks in, and then I can get in the mood for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's the point here.
And if he's 5 months pregnant with a one-year-old, and it's still twice a week, and he's not complaining necessarily, she just feels bad because
it's just funny how many of them feel bad because they don't feel like they want it up ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's doing it right.
Absolutely.
She's being wonderful. She's being brilliant. She's paying attention.
Good for
she's
you.
Meeting his needs because she knows he needs to meet his needs, and she's able to enjoy it. Yes. She just feels bad because she doesn't feel it up ahead of time. Sweetheart, you're pretty normal.
Yeah.
I would say extremely normal.
Oh, yeah.
Just relax.
Yes. At that age and stage with those children and pregnant, and oh, my gosh, she's doing pretty darn well.
I'd like that kind of normal in my world.
Say what?
I'd like that kind of normal in my world. In
hallelujah.
That scenario.
Praise God. That's what I'm talking about.
You don't have a 5-month pregnant wife and a 1-year-old.
No.
You have two kids.
He had two, yeah. Hey, life is tough.
It is.
As Diane would say, normal is just a setting on a what?
Dryer. Normal is just a setting on a dryer.
I don't even know what that is.
Because he's never used a dryer.
I never use a dryer.
Oh, that's right. I am sorry. I have two men who don't know how to operate those appliances. It doesn't even apply in this
room.
You're
true. We know what you're talking about.
There's one on a dishwasher.
There's a normal setting on a dishwasher.
You could use that too.
Normal's just a setting on the dishwasher. You could say that too if you know what that means and how to work it.
The point of that being is there's really no normal, but she sounds extremely
normal.
We can call normal. That's very, very fine. You're fine, sweetheart. Yeah. You're doing great.
And cut yourself some slack.
It's not what it used to be because if I recall, she said they used to have sex every day, sometimes twice a day.
Well, how long have they been married?
Ever since we got married, we would every day at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty
normal. So suddenly
normal.
It's become twice a week.
No. But when you're first married, that's kind of what you do. You have sex as much as you can.
They've been married 3 years.
Sometimes three times a day. Good morning. See you at lunch. And wait till tonight. You know, I mean, that's what you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Not too many people maintain that. It's very rare. I do know of some who do.
If you have the expectation, though, you'll be highly disappointed.
Since the time they first got married, which was, you know,
68?
Sex every day. Every day.
What?
Every day.
They got married young, 20-something, and now they're 60s?
Oh, if not 18s, but yeah.
Wow.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
And you look at someone like that and you just go,
how is that possible?
Yeah, who knows? So that's not normal.
That's not normal.
No, I'm trying
but they're
to.
They're happy, you know? Some
people can pull it off, I guess.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, you think, you know, you look at your life and you're happy, then you hear about somebody else doing it every day, then you feel bad. Oh, there's something wrong with us.
Yeah.
Everybody just relax. As long as you're both happy, it's fine. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more versions of normal right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
On the Mark Gunger Show, we're talking about love, marriage, relationships, dating. What do you got?
Okay, this actually is not a question. It's a comment that someone posted on our Marriage Insights blog, but I pulled it to use it because you often talk about don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. If you have issues, don't wait 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and this really caught my attention. It was a woman writing. She said, my husband and I are incompatible, married 45 years, and only had sex once.
What?
We had sex on our wedding night. That was our first and last encounter with sex or any kind of intimacy. It took all of about 15 minutes, so sex with my husband was just sex for him. What's next? Since the day after we were married, he lives in the basement, works the midnight shift. We have no interaction. I personally don't really remember what sex was all about. It's been so long. I just stay away from the house as much as possible.
See, that's what you people get. I mean, I don't know.
I cannot imagine, you know, 45 years and you don't do anything.
No, I just wonder why people think when they're writing this show, something like that,
you write to somebody
where you want some empathy.
No, no. It was just, you know, it was like a comment because it was an article that we wrote about sometimes sex is just sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and you just do it because whatever. But this was a comment to that article.
Okay, so it wasn't someone writing the show looking for empathy.
No, no, no. I just pulled it.
Because we don't have much empathy on this show.
No, I just pulled it because it was so startling to me.
Well, but this is what people do.
This would be somebody's life.
They do this for, I've talked to women, so, you know, I haven't had sex in 20 years. But they never leave. See, that's, we're back to this thing of leaving. They won't leave. You know what this woman should have done? 2 weeks into her marriage, she moves out.
Or back to this, what do you tell them in premarital counseling coaching
what if
or something?
No problem. Exactly.
Well, what? You know, you married
what
2 weeks.
A problem?
There should have been some intervention.
Yes. Oh, I'm telling you. On their wedding night, people find out the other spouse doesn't want to have sex. I talked to a lady the other day. She never had sex with her first husband. Never.
Do you ever tell the couples that you marry that you would like to meet with them 3 to 6 months after the wedding just to do
I never marry anybody I saw anymore in other situations. I get pressured.
Absolutely. And see.
Absolutely. I say 3 to 6 months after. Yeah. I want to just touch base with
them.
But that's another good thing that you would rehearse at the time. If you, on your wedding night, find out neither one of you are willing or able to have sex, we call it an annulment. You bail.
Yes.
You move
absolutely.
On. You're done. You're done.
I can't imagine that you
this
would
lady,
not get help.
2 weeks into the deal, should have been talking to her parents, her family, her pastor, or something, and you force the issue. Now, it's not an annulment at that point because they consummated the marriage, but you move out. He would have freaked.
Well, on your wedding night, for sex to last only 15 minutes, that's not unusual. If that's what she was acting like, that was such a big...
That's actually
that's
above
impressive.
The norm.
Right?
That's what,
that's
usually
pretty
it's about 30 seconds.
Time,
you
know? I know.
Your very first time. So, I don't know what, you know, she can't remember 40 years ago. I mean, it was 30 seconds. By the time they undressed is when you got the 15.
Yeah, maybe that was the whole 15
minutes
know. From start to...
That should have never been allowed. They tolerate... people's willingness to tolerate pain and misery is stunning to me.
I can't imagine
I
45
would
years of
if
that.
If I'd have been married to this... to someone who has sex one time and they never want to have sex, there would have been hell to pay.
Oh, yeah.
No way do I just keep going along. I talked to this lady the other day. From the day she was married, they never had sex.
What were you thinking?
Never.
How long were they married?
Years.
Years and years and years.
Years. Well, she finally, you know, divorced the guy. And I said, you know, you shouldn't have gotten divorced. Just call it an annulment. Even legally, that's an annulment. You never consummated the marriage.
Never in all those years, no matter how long you're married.
Never. Turns out he's probably gay or something. I forget what the turnout on the deal was.
Wow.
But you find that out. But who stays in something like this for years? What is the matter with people? I'm telling you, there is something wrong in the... I don't know if this is worldwide or just in America, but people in America are crazy.
what they're thinking, I have no idea. Who in the world gets married, has no sex or sex one time and never has sex again for years and doesn't know anything about it?
And lives in the basement and they don't even do anything together and they just live separate corners of the house?
Who does this?
Yeah. You have a roommate.
Well,
but I mean, well, they like say, well, for better or for worse. Building. Okay. In this case, at least she constantly, but even still, yeah. You kick him out.
You have to do something.
You
to
force do the nothing? Issue because by you doing nothing, they don't change.
Yeah.
By you forcing the issue, kicking them out, I promise you, if she would have kicked him out in 24 hours, there would have been a strong conversation. Family would have stepped in. Friends said, dude, what's the matter? Why are you doing this? Maybe he's into porn up to his eyeballs.
Maybe
something else is wrong. Maybe he's got self issues. Work on it. But now she has a completely sexless experience for 40-some years, and now she's talking about it, whining about it, but
well,
never did anything about it.
I can't feel sorry for that. I don't know if people think you're supposed to sympathize with them and
feel sorry
for them.
No, well, we don't sympathize with anybody, but I'm just saying.
I just think it's ridiculous. I can't feel sorry for that. That's dumb.
What the heck?
45
years.
And you just, you shake your head. I don't know. You hear these stories.
I know.
People wonder sometimes if we make these stories up. We don't make these up.
No.
These are real people writing us. Of course, why they write us, I don't know, because we're not exactly warm. Now, this one, they didn't write us. It was posted on one of our websites.
Yeah.
But this stuff, we hear this stuff all the time.
Yep.
All the stinking time. I don't know what people are thinking when they get married, and I don't know what pastors are doing to prepare people for marriage. But clearly, there is some seriously dysfunctional thinking.
Yep.
I know of two people in our own church over the last 10 years, or the previous pastor, you know, married these people, and they never had sex. And then they're trying to get them through marriage. I said, what do you mean marriage counseling? Get an annulment.
Right.
Well, they made a promise. What do you mean? That's what annulments are for.
Yes.
Of course, you know, they don't want to do anything. And I talked to one of them and said, no, I'd rather stay married. Okay.
All right.
Well, then
more power to you.
Yeah, if that's what you want, that's, you know. Nobody can fix this for you. You got married under false pretenses. She had no idea the guy was unable to perform physically until after they got married. That is what an annulment is for. They got married under false pretenses. Mm-hmm. I don't know, guys. I think... anyway. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.